neat, right? For those of us who've been part of Emmanuel Grace for since close to the beginning, or for the last few years, or whatever, somewhere along, you know, I looked at this morning, and we knew that there was a birthday and three anniversaries, and maybe more. And whenever there's a lot like that, I'm like, I don't mind it. But I always think of others. And then I knew people would be visiting, and I start feeling for you. But then the Lord kind of corrected me there. And because I imagine those of us who've been part of Emmanuel Grace for a while, we're not just used to it. I hope we love it. Like, just to spend time praying for each other. And for those of us, for those of you who are visiting, it's this place of, and I saw by, well, three of you came and shared, which is great. I love it when God does that. We don't apologize, and I know you don't want us to. Like, so I'm not laying it on you. This is more my stuff that I have to work through still, even. I want to encourage more and more. We become a people of prayer more and more. We become a people of testimony more and more. We become a people of worship more and more. It is such a gift from God. It is such a gift from God to just take each other to the Lord in prayer. It is such a gift from God to enter his presence, that we become a people who are unhurried, that we don't hurry out of his presence, that we don't hurry out of what God is doing, that we take our time with him and just let him set the time. Yeah, for those of us who are part of Emmanuel Grace, it's taken a while to be able to work through what we thought church should look like. And I remember conversations with Larry, you know, 8 years ago, 7 years ago, and we would just be like, well, I think this is just what God's calling us to do, and this is just who we are. But scared of, I don't know if scared is the right word, but of what other people would think, or, you know. But it's just, it's such a blessing, and I just want us to recognize that. And I know through testimony, too, that it is becoming more of our lives during the week. And I want to encourage that. This is not just a Sunday thing. To take time to pray for your families, to take time to pray for each other, to take time to pray for your neighbors, to listen to God on their behalf, to listen to God for your life. He has things to say. He has scripture to share. He has application to our lives and direction to give. And just bask in it. Find him, seek him, and you will find him. Take the time to look for him. Ask him. Just start praying for someone. It's amazing, right? Like, we believe in the prophetic, and it's amazing when we have we're praying for so-and-so today. All right, and now let's pray. And we wait expectantly. It's amazing how the Lord pours out, right? In a new place. I still haven't met you, by the way. I'm Kevin. Hi. I know you met my wife before. And it's like, wow, God wants to speak to us. And not just speak to us, but speak through us. God wants to pour blessing on us, and God wants to pour blessing through us, because we are his body, the body of Christ. And yeah, we were sung over, but I hope you understood that it's all also for all of us. And how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. How beautiful are the feet of those who pray. How beautiful are the feet of those who minister. And that's all of us. I pray that this morning would be a reminder just how beautiful it is to be ambassadors of Christ. How beautiful it is for him to pour through us and share through us and bless through us in all the different ways that he wants to do it. You know? I pray that it's a reminder. It's a reminder to slow down during the week. Sometimes it takes time. We live in such a fast-paced society. But it takes time. It takes time to listen. It takes time to speak. It takes time for a picture to develop sometimes. How many of us, when we're waiting on the Lord and he gives a prophetic picture, it actually develops? Now, I often do get something right away, like as in a full picture, fully, like somewhat fully explained, not the definition or not the interpretation necessarily, but the full picture. But then there's other times where it's developing. It takes time. Don't rush. Don't rush. As we're reading through the word, don't rush. Sometimes you just need to sit. And I know, I see the YWAMers, or School of Biblical Studies. And I know you got homework and you got to get through so many chapters a day. I get that. And there is a place for that. Understand, I do that too. Like I believe, I've shared before, reading through the word, there is something to just consuming a lot at a time, just to get the whole picture, and there's a blessing of reading through entire books all in one sitting. Like just, yeah, read through Romans and be overwhelmed, you know, in one sitting, and just chew through it. It's amazing. But then there's times where I gotta stop and just meditate on a single phrase. I know that there are times where we go into God's presence and I need to pray, and I need to pray this and this and this and this, but then there's just the time to just sit and listen. I pray that this morning is a reminder of that. We just spent like an hour and a half, okay? We just spent an hour and a half listening on each other, like listening for one birthday and three anniversaries. Receiving words, praying blessings. And I imagine, knowing us, I imagine that there's a few more out there right now that I was going to share this, but I wasn't sure. I was going to pray this, but I wasn't sure. The kingdom of God does not rush. When the kingdom of God moves quickly, it's because God wants to move quickly, but he's never in a rush. Never in a rush. Sometimes he moves very quickly and fast, but he's never in a rush. There's a big difference. So may God bless us, okay? This is the word for today, too, by the way. This is the sermon, for those of you who don't, you know, wondering how to categorize this. I know that, again, Emmanuel Grace people, you better not be categorizing. You should know better. And I'm speaking to myself. Just so you know, I'll let you in on a little secret. I am still not fully used to the way we do things here at Emmanuel Grace. I've been here since day one. You know, back in, what was that, 2012, 2011? 2011. I'm still not used to it. It still makes me uncomfortable at times. Okay? Just because it makes you uncomfortable doesn't mean it's wrong. It just means it's the way we do things here goes against so much culture that has been built into me over the last 51 years. And I'm still working through stuff. I still get tempted to look at the clock. I got to admit, I did. At the end of the prayer, I did. It's like, should we have time of sharing now? For our visitors, we usually have time of sharing. What's the Lord been doing? And it's almost like I'm getting to this place of, but Lord, we need a longer church service. Our church services aren't long enough. They're only 3 hours. Because I feel like sometimes we need to worship longer too. Like like on Thursday night, we worship for an hour and a half. You know, and we're all welcome, by the way. It's not just for the worship team. We had an amazing worship time. And it's just like, oh, I want more. And sometimes on Sunday morning, the sharing goes, and then the preaching really goes long sometimes. And because there's just so much to say about the Word of God and about what God is doing. And I think that what God wants to teach us and pour into us. But then there's so much to share, so much testimony. Oh, we got to go to 4 hours. God is not in a rush. It's our culture that's in a rush. And we have to understand that as people of God, we belong to His culture now. He is our identity. His kingdom, His kingdom, His culture, His ways, not ours, His ways. And He pours out, and He pours out, and He pours out. So I pray a blessing on that. I pray a blessing on from the youngest to the oldest that we would understand it's His culture, His ways. And see, now I'm wondering, Lord, am I shortchanging what you want to do? I share that in part because I want you to know I get that. Like, if you struggle with that kind of thing, it's because we're still in process. I'm in process. So don't be hard on yourself when you're in process. You know, I don't know her name. Yes. Joanne? Joanna. Joanna. I find it hard to receive a word like that. I do. Because like most Canadians, I think, most Canadians are kind of hard on themselves. We don't mind speaking blessing over someone else, but we're kind of hard on ourselves. And we find it hard to receive, right? Or even the feet that are beautiful, the hands and all that. It's like, yeah, the body of Christ over there, not here. Because we tend to see all our faults. So as I'm sitting there receiving those blessings, it's like, oh, but Lord, how can this be spoken over me? How can this be sung over me? I see all my faults. And understand, I'm not talking about faults that aren't faults. Like as in, no, Kevin, those aren't faults. You're too hard on yourself. No, they are. And God has talked to me about them. But at the same time, he blesses and he says, well done, good and faithful servant, right? So I share the whole thing about it's awkward sometimes, and sometimes I feel like, am I rushing stuff? Just to point out that we're all in process, but I think we can also hear the Lord at the same time. At the same time, he's correcting, even the word that Carlene spoke over Brian and Julie of without holiness, no one will see God, and the sermon that I preached a few weeks ago on holiness being separate, like being separate unto the Lord, set apart unto the Lord. It's like the Lord's ministering to me as she's sharing that verse with Brian and Julie. It's like, yes, I want to see you more. I need to set myself apart to you even more, like I want to. So even as God is teaching me and correcting me, he's saying, well done, good and faithful servant. So too with you. Like, so too with all of us. Like, well done. And carry on. So, it's been a beautiful morning. I hope we all see that. I hope we all see that. I hope you have seen God move this morning already. I know sometimes it's hard. And this is where I'll share too. Yeah, sometimes the mind will wander because my mind isn't disciplined enough yet, if you will, or it just has a little bit of that, oh, squirrel, you know, kind of mentality. Okay, then you come back. I hope you saw the Lord this morning. I hope you're seeing him right now. May we become people of prayer and his presence more and more. May he pour into us and through us. I'm just going to pray quickly here. So, Lord, is there... quickly. Sorry, Lord. It's just a phrase. Is there anything else you want to share with us this morning? I pray that this would be solidified in us. I pray that this would be solidified in us. That every time we walk out your culture, the kingdom culture, the kingdom's ways, that it would be more and more solidified in us, that your ways would become normal to us, and that the world's ways would become abnormal. That it would become abnormal for us to rush out of your presence because of the clock or for any reason. That it would become abnormal to try and shorten our time with you. that it would become totally normal for us to pray for people and to wait expectantly on you to pour into us and through us. That it would become normal to take our time with you. It would just become normal. This is bringing to mind one of the pictures shared with George and Tracy. So I think this is specifically for George and Tracy, but the general truth is for all of us too. And Tracy, I think it's specifically for you, but it's the word that Tyler shared about the horse. You know, and he saw George, but he really mentioned you as the bride, side saddle with the wedding dress on. And then this warrior horse with the helmet on the head and the spike. And it just speaks of a war horse, right? And I saw it as you were sharing it. I saw this horse in the middle of battle, like in the middle of this war field, you know, this field of war. But there you are in your bright white dress. My interpretation in part, like I don't have a full interpretation, but in part is don't, like some might say, and maybe the enemy like would say, yeah, you're dressed improperly. Like you need to get dressed. No, I think you're dressed perfectly in the picture. And you can enjoy being who you are and this pure spotless bride in the middle of the battle zone, even as you are called to engage in the battle zone. You don't have to lose the beautiful white dress and the side saddle even. You can be that and in the middle of the battle. It's a part of his culture. It's a part of his ways. It's a part of his kingdom. The beautiful spotless bride can be the beautiful spotless bride in the middle of the battle. Yeah. I pray that we would just be, our eyes would be open to all the truths that God wants to pour into us about this. Are there any questions on this? Questions or comments? And when you might ask, on what? I don't get it yet fully. Just the taking time, the fact that, oh Lord, may your culture become the normal to us. For those of you who've been here from the beginning, you remember me saying, my goal is to ruin you. Some of you who maybe weren't around for that. Okay, now I'm saying it to you. Tracy, my goal is to ruin you. Meaning, I want to ruin you for this world. I want to ruin this world's culture in you and in me. Where all of that stuff that needs to be let go and that we find it hard to let go would just be gone, and where we almost feel like you don't belong because we don't. We are set apart unto the Lord. We are a people of the kingdom of God. Not ruined to such that we're no longer effective. Please, that's too ruined. But ruined so that we are more effective than we could ever imagine to be. But where this world's ways has no appeal to us, where we can't even imagine rushing in the presence of God, for instance. That thought would be absolutely an abomination to you. To think to rush the presence of God. That's my goal. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When I was looking for a church, and I looked on Google Maps, found a couple of churches, listened to the sermon online, and the way that you did it was, that's what church is supposed to be like. I've never met another church like this. So when I came in October, and we sat for an hour and listened to Jesus for other people, you didn't have to justify that to me. That was home. Mm. So I think whoever's supposed to be here will be here. Mm-hmm. And God will justify it to them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But thank you for what you do.
Yeah. You're welcome. Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Yeah, we can just leave it on. It's all good.
So, as I was telling you guys about, I've been reading the book Battlefield of the Mind. And I started realizing, since I've started coming, I've been here for a year?
Yeah.
Maybe two? A year and a bit. So, when I started the book, I started learning about myself. And then every time I reach a chapter, you end up having a sermon on it. So when you were sitting there saying, like, not that long ago, how you were saying, like, sometimes, like, we'll get occupied on something else. And in that book, it was saying, like, the devil does that to us because he doesn't want us to get the truth in. And I'm like, okay, yeah, so there's chapter two or three in that book. So it's... And then it's again, like, I went through chapter 15 we just went over, and something that you did a couple weeks ago or months ago or whatever, it ended up being in that book that we were talking about. I'm like, I remember Kevin talking about that. And it's like, I remember, even though sometimes I feel distracted, mm-hmm. I still feel like God's throwing in your sermons when I need it the most. So it's... It's amazing how, even though I feel like I feel bad because I feel like I'm not paying attention, but God's like, no, you remember, because, like, yeah. He'll throw it in and be like, oh, I remember Kevin talking about that. So, and then the next book I want to read is The Battlefield of the Mouth, because, yeah, I have that problem.
Is there actually a book like that?
Yeah, it's by Joyce Myers.
Yeah, I was thinking about the prayer, like what we do here in church, and I was not used on it. Like when I look in my church in the Netherlands, it was like, okay, start, beginning, end. But something that happens in Walmart is my favorite shop. And I saw there a lady at the entrance to welcome us, and like I was waiting, and I start a conversation with her about life, and she start really a conversation, okay, about life. And I was, oh, okay. And like, when I was listening, and I think that's something that you see also back here in the church, we are listening to each other. And I start with listening to her, like to the things that she are spoke about herself, but also about God. Once, mm-hmm. In the end, she talks about God. And something that I never do is like, praying with people outside that I ever or never have seen before. And this time I did, and I saw like at her face, like that was so important for her, like to pray with her and that someone wants to see her. And like it was an old lady, and I asked her, okay, where can I pray for? And she was saying, you know the things that you want to pray for. It's all good. And I think that's really special, like when you go to Walmart to buy something and then walks away with, yeah, praying for Barbara in this case. But I think, yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah. Don't rush your Walmart trips. I mean, let's face it, right? That's one thing that the Lord taught us through Lily. Don't rush your trips to, well, what used to be MB Foods and now is the Independent. Don't rush your trips. You know, Julie's taught us that when you're going home and someone, the Lord wants you to bring ice cream to this guy, you don't rush your trip. You go get ice cream and you bring it to that guy. And the Lord's not in a rush. All right. So, Lord, thank you. Thank you for what you've done in us. And I pray that it would have an impact not only, like, thank you for it having an impact on our Sundays together, but it's also had an impact, Lord, on the way we live life. Like Ronnie just said, at Walmart, praying for Barbara. I pray that we would be so ready to listen to people and not rush out of conversations. I pray that we would be so ready to pray for people. Not quick prayers to get it over with, but as long as you want the prayers, as short or as long as you want the prayers to be. I see, Lord, the world falling into chaos. And then I see a bride riding side saddle on a horse. And just the brilliance of that, Lord. And people on the battlefield will take notice. And some will ask. And so now we want to worship you in song. Because you are worthy. Look at what you've done in us. Look at what you've done in us. May the heavens recognize what you have done in us. May the angels and the demons recognize what you have done in us, all to the glory of God through Jesus Christ. You are worthy. And we give you praise. I pray that you would receive our praise in song now. May it be a joyful noise in your ear. May you take pleasure in it, Lord. We offer this to you. We offer our lives to you, and now we offer these songs to you to be that soundtrack that accompanies our lives. Pray this in your name. Amen. Let's worship in song.
So as we worship, I got the sense that, it's going to start off with, it's praise. So if there's an item of sharing that is specifically praising God, in between the songs, feel free to come up to the mic. If you've got prayer requests, find somebody. Everybody is willing to pray. So that's just an open invitation. We'll start with Praise Awaits You.
Praise awaits you in this place today, O Lord. We are gathered, ready, God, to sing your praise. We're ready to respond to the glories of your name, to the wonders of your heart, to your
days of Elijah. Build my life. Thank you.
every song we could ever sing. And worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. And worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. And worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you.
Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him.
Forever?
Chris Tomlin one.
Sing praise.
praise him.
Oh,
Heavenly Father, we praise you because you are good. We praise you because you are holy. Lord, there is none greater. I thank you for this time this morning. I thank you for revealing more of your heart. Lord, I pray that you would give us opportunities to reveal your heart this week, no matter what the situation is.